This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. On Monday, I talked up tomatoes. They're a mainstay of my vegetable garden, and so are peppers. I love bell peppers and hot peppers and everyone in between. However, I'm always amazed at the price difference in the grocery store between green bell peppers and red ones. Those picked green are sometimes not yet ripe. It depends on the variety. The colored ones have reached maturity. The green bells make for great stuffed peppers, while the fully ripened colorful bells look and taste great in salads or on skewers waiting to be grilled. Peppers are usually the last to go into the ground. They require warm soil, about 70 degrees. If our weekend isn't going to be warm, then wait another week. You folks in Zone 3 should wait a couple more weeks anyway. Jalapenos are pretty plants and fantastic producers. The flesh isn't as hot as those seeds. Keep that in mind when you're dicing them up. I've grown habanero peppers, but they're just too much for me. This year, I ordered hot lemon. It's a smoky-flavored little hottie. And two sweet bells, candy apple and cabernet. I've not tried any of them before, but my taste buds were piqued. I'll pick another hot one for a container. Peppers like that hot weather, but they also get thirsty. Hot, drying winds and dry soil can prevent fruit set. Be sure to water them during dry periods. I'll keep you posted on my peppers and some new tomato varieties I'm trying too. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, or suggestions for future bites. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.